We are now up to Simin Reish Samach Gimel. We'll be doing the first Sif. These are the halachas of Hadlakas Neiris. The Iker Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris, the Mishtabur brings down, is a Chova, Chazal Kaveyat. That's the Lashna Gemara, the way Tosis understands it. And the reason being, because of Onik Shabbos. There are other reasons that come up later, but the Iker reason is Onik Shabbos. What is the Onik Shabbos? That you can see what you're doing and that people don't end up blaming one another for tripping all over the place and banging into things. Says the Mechaber, Yehi zoyer lasos ner yofe. You should be careful to make a good ner. What's pshat in this? Hidr mitzvah. Since this is a mitzvah, there's a hidr mitzvah to make as nice, which means that it should burn as well as possible. And Chazal say that haragl b'ner zochel abonim talmidei chachamim. It says, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. By way of the ner mitzvah, your zochet to Torah or. That is why the minig is, and it is roy to be mispalel at the time of Hadlakas Neiris for banim talmidei chachamim. There's a need for light in every room that you're going to walk around in on Shabbos, on Friday night that is, not only where you eat, although later we see that the ikur bracha is the makam achila, but you have to see to it that at least you can have access to light in every room, whether it's the street lights coming in through the window, whether it's whatever lights you have on in the house that are coming into the rooms. But you have to see to it that you're not going to find yourself walking around a dark apartment, dark rooms, in a way that people are going to end up knocking into things and then blaming one another. Says the Mechaber of Yesh Mechavnim Lasos Beis Psilos Echad Keneged Zohar Vechad Keneged Shomer. There are those who have two wicks coming out of their oil lamp, one in honor of Zohar, one in honor of Shomer, the two mitzvahs of Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what if you don't have all that much money? Your funds are limited. You have a choice between one really nice candle or two that are not so nice. You're better off to Mekayim the Halacha of Zoyer Lasas Ner Yofe, that you should have one nice one rather than two that are not so nice. Now, the halachi is that it is mutter to be madlik miner l'ner, since all of Ner Shabbos is mitzvah. If you have five candles, you lit one of them, your match went out, you can use that candle to light the other candles, that's mutter. But you're not allowed to go ahead and take a match and light it from one of the candles that's already burning and use that for another one. Since you're using a match, which is a dvar chol, that's a zilzal, it's a bizui mitzvah. The Bir Halacha talks about the fact that that we only find that there's a chiyah for one ner, so why shouldn't everything else be considered a ner rishus? And the answer is because the more neris you have, the more light you have, so it's all included in the mitzvah itself. Now, when you're lighting, not lighting a match from the candle means even in the middle of lighting, as you're about to light a second candle, the match goes out, you don't rekindle it from one of the candles that's already burning. The Bir Halacha brings in Elia Rabba, who says that there's a mitzvah to have, the best thing is to have a special candle for lighting the candles with. And that's why many people are knowing that what they have is they have often this silver wand with a candle inside it that they use for lighting the candles. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that some are knowing that they make one candle out of two that are twisted together to show that Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad. And it's a very nice minhag, but to take two separate candles, not that you make them that way, two separate candles and put them together, that's not good, because the heat of each is going to melt the other, and they're going to burn out very quickly. Shabur also goes into when people were poor, they collected whatever wax they could, and they used to collect wax sometimes from the churches, and he says that that's usur, even when there's no isur of Avodah Zarah itself, it'll be usur because it's mos. Says the Ramah now, v'yuchagav v'yucholim lohosav alahadle gimel v'dalad neiris v'chei noagu. The minig is to add, says the Mishnah Berurah, some do seven keneged the 7 days of the week, some do 10 keneged the aseres hadibros. And although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it, there's the minig of adding one for every child. They do not all have to be in the same place. As long as you have access to light at the table, you can also have your candles in other places. Further, ha'isha sheshocha pamachas lahadlik madlekes kol yomeo gimel neiris. The minig is that if a woman forgets to light once, She has to light for every Shabbos from then on. She's going to have to add another ner. Now the Ramaz Bad by Akasha, it says to light two for Zachar v'Shamer. By lighting a third, you're going to end up messing up that remez. So he says, Ki cholen lohosif al davar hamachuven neged davar acher ubelvat shlo yifchos. When it says that you have two candles connected Zachar v'Shamer, you're mekayim the remez by having a minimum of two candles. Having more than two candles is also a kiyum of that halacha. Now, for a woman that lights many candles, if she forgets 1 week, then she has to add an extra one. What happens if she lit but didn't light enough? The Prima Gadim says that she has to add. The Mishtabura argues with that. He says that it's only if she forgot altogether. It's interesting, there are many poskim that hold that Bizman HaZeh, the Iker Hadlok, is really the room lights that we put on. We'll talk about this a little more later. But they hold that that's the Iker Ner Shabbos, even though the minig is still to make a bracha on the candles that are sitting in your Shabbos candlesticks. Nevertheless, the Iker light that we're getting is the light of the room light. And that's really your Iker Kiyum of Ner Shabbos. So there are poskim that say that if a woman actually turned on the room lights L'shem Ner Shabbos, and then eventually for some reason she forgot to light, that she wouldn't have to add an extra candle. Now, in terms of adding the extra candle, that is because of a knas. Therefore, if she was an onus gomers, for example, she was in prison, or I guess she was giving birth at that time, the halachi is that she does not have to add. Whereas, in a case where she wasn't an onus gomer, the halachi she has to add. What if she's poor? So it says that she could be makel and add a little extra oil, or have one of the candles a little longer than normal to take the place of a whole extra candle.